Welcome to Sports at Large. Every star athlete faces a crossroads moment, on or off the field or court, where his or her character is defined and their reputation is formed. That time may be at hand for Lamar Jackson, one of the most popular figures in Baltimore sports history. Whether he takes his place on the city's athletic Mount Rushmore, or if his star burns out in ignominy far earlier than expected, may be determined in the next few months. At the end of that process, whenever that is, the area sports fan may never look at Jackson the same way. To this point, Lamar Jackson has been a sprite of sorts, one of the most physically gifted athletes seen in Charm City in quite some time. His go-for-broke playing style and effervescent personality, not to mention his two most valuable player trophies, make Jackson magic, not only in Baltimore, but around the nation. But there is evidence that the bloom, as it were, is coming off Jackson's rose. To start, all of that on-field wizardry has fallen flat in the postseason, where the Ravens have yet to reach, much less win, a Super Bowl in the Jackson era, despite a run of division championships and top seeds. To be fair, not all of those failures lie solely on Jackson's shoulders, but in any football operation, the quarterback and coach get the lion's share of praise and blame, often admittedly unfairly, but part of the package. In addition, Jackson's injury history and work habits have come into question. A recent Baltimore Sun column cited internal complaints that implied that the 8-year veteran does not devote his full energies to being the best quarterback and leader he can be. Those are charges that now former coach John Harbaugh was all too willing to refute loudly to protect Jackson's honor. Yet, given the opportunity to return the favor for Harbaugh in the aftermath of the Ravens' 26-24 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers to close the regular season, Jackson came up a bit short. Jackson was asked if he wanted Harbaugh to return next season as head coach. Jackson said, quote, "I can't focus on that right now. I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on," unquote. Hardly the ringing endorsement you would expect for the only professional coach Jackson has ever known. Team owner Steve Bisciotti took great pains last week to stress that Jackson neither caused Harbaugh's dismissal, nor will he have an outsized voice in who will replace Harbaugh. Still, Jackson will play a role in what kind of roster the new coach will have at his disposal. Jackson has 2 years remaining on a 5-year, $260 million contract. Jackson is scheduled to make $74 million in each of the next two seasons, unless Bisciotti convinces him to rework the contract to a lower number, thus freeing up room under the salary cap for more players. By this time next year, we may know how interested Lamar Jackson is in meeting his moment. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.